Heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems, sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow-moving dreams.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show with FM Talk 106.5. We're waiting the waiting Barbara Drummond to call in. Should have gotten a number. This always happens on these things. Anyway, 251-343-0106. You need to be in touch with the show. Just text me, and we'll make the most of our time. In the meantime, hey, how many of you are playing the morning show football pick'em? And my struggle has been, I always enter and I always do the first week, and then I forget to I forget to make my picks like by week three or so. I was trying to think of a way to do this with and not forget. And I was thinking, like, maybe I should start telling you my picks. My picks are very bad. I'm an Auburn fan. I'm an Auburn season ticket holder. We go to most of the Auburn home games, a few of the away games. But my knowledge of football is not where it needs to be. In fact, it's so bad, I keep getting these. I find myself looking at the basketball schedule for Auburn right now, not really jazzed about football season. I don't know what to expect. I know there are higher expectations this year. But maybe perhaps later on in the program, I'll tell you, and you can tell me how bad my picks are. I'm told Representative Drummond will be calling in any moment now, so we're patiently waiting for that. What are you seeing out there? What are you hearing? It is election day, municipal election day here in Alabama, and most places are voting. Some places do theirs different. There's a handful of cities in Alabama that, you know, like Huntsville, Montgomery, I think Dothan, Scottsboro, don't do their elections on the same year, on the same cycle. So, people don't, I don't know, there's a lot of confusion out there, but it is just sort of, I think each city has its own. Those cities have their own way of doing things. They've always done it. Let's see. We're also they're also really big on the Democrats having their meeting yesterday, and we mentioned this earlier in the program with what people care about, but the Alabama Democratic Party, with a credentials committee yesterday making some headlines, like, you Democrats in Alabama don't really have a seat at the table necessarily, as some, you're not getting your, you vote a committee man in and they go up there and they vote on what should the Democratic Party policy be on X, Y, and Z, and you're not really getting a say. But we'll talk about that later on in the show. Joining us now on the line, she's a candidate for mayor. I think we got her now. Representative Barbara Drummond joins us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks for making time for us. I know you're very busy today. Let's. What are you hearing out there? What are you seeing out there so far?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm seeing a very good study flow this early in the morning, especially at some of our larger precincts. I think that they're coming in very well, and I'm excited because I like to see people have a voice in this process, and look like a lot of folks are exercising their rights.
Well, talk to us a little bit about your campaign thus far. I guess it seems like you've been a little bit overshadowed by the other three a little bit, but you still seem to be pretty solidly, I think, probably perhaps even a lock for the runoff, in my opinion. How's the campaign been?
Well, I respectfully disagree. I may not have had the dollars that the others had, but I certainly had the momentum. And I think that that is what has gotten us to this point, is that this has been a campaign that truly, when you look at even the dollars that we have taken in, they have been more from individual grassroots voters who are wanting to see change in Mobile, which is something that truly excites me, because I truly believe that government has gotten so poor that, you know, you can just buy elections and raise money and that sort of thing. But I think that even though we did not raise the dollars that they raised, we were able to get our message out, which is really a good message, because we see so many opportunities for Mobile in the future, from the deepening of the port to the airport, and many which are things that I have had to work on when I was in Montgomery. I'm still in Montgomery, but those are things that I think that is going to set Mobile on fire in the future. And that's what's so exciting about this, to be a part of something where you see people are coming back to the fold and exercising their right to vote. They're getting a voice in this process.
What are the concerns? I mean, when you're out on the campaign trail, we're told it's crime or economics or things like that. But what's been your feedback out and about this cycle?
Well, I people say crime, but I think it's more youth violence. That's what I'm hearing, that we need to get young people under control. And I certainly agree with that, because when you look at a city the size of Mobile, we don't have a whole lot of things opportunity-wise for young people to get involved in or to exercise safe and good decisions. You know, I've said all along on the campaign trail, once upon a time, the city incentivized the Boys and Girls Club to the tune of about $1.2 million. That appropriation is down to $300,000. Once upon a time, we had three YMCAs that had great programming from Big Brothers and Big Sisters and so forth for young people. We're down to one YMCA, which is Dearborn, and they're teetering on closing. So that has been one of the things that I am going to champion when I become mayor, because I look at youth violence in a way that we need to sort of get these children before they get into the penal system. I certainly believe that we need to take strong action on those who are repeat offenders. But by far, youth violence is number one. And the second one is economic opportunity. And it's not just drawing or recruiting industry. People are wanting to know where they can go and get trained for the workforce that we now have. We have an abundance of jobs, but there are a lot of people who don't have the skill set to be able to take advantage of those opportunities.
So it's the whole workforce development discussion, what do we need to teach in our schools? And this seems to be, at least right now, and you're at the state level, so you have some knowledge of this, but there does seem to be a transition underway of sort of an issue of what are your opportunities at the grade school level? What are you preparing for in life and putting people on the right path?
Well, you know, Mr. Ford, I think that all of us who have worked very diligently to get these industries to come to Alabama, and for me, more specifically, Mobile, we sort of put the cart before the horse. Our folks were not trained, but I do think and I do believe that we have the right ingredient now, because when you look at public education, we have a number of signature academies, from welding to getting kids prepared for aerospace, as well as in the STEM field, culinary. And I'm excited about one that we did this session in our legislative session, was the home building industry came to us and said, look, we can't find plumbers, we can't find electricians. And so we're giving them the ability to start an academy. There's one in Huntsville. We're working on one here in Mobile, where we will start in public education, exposing these kids to the profession of plumbing, electrician, and home building. as you know, you can be a plumber and making $200,000. That's a lot for a kid coming out of school. So we've got all of these academies. So the ingredients now, we're working very hard to try to catch up, and we're in public education. And I think we will catch up because we now know what we have to do. And we are working in concert with the two-year college system.
How do you balance that? So whenever we talk about education, and this is maybe a state question, but it's a system, I think, Mobile-wide question. We're judged by these metrics, these test scores, you know, where we are reading math, et cetera. And you want to balance that, though, with this workforce development question. Like, do you think we do it? We're getting there. Do you think we're doing that right at all?
I do. I for the first time, I've been in the legislature now going on my third term. I think before we were throwing things up against the wall, hoping they will stick. From the Literacy Act to the Numeracy Act to all of this workforce development training that we have with the two-year college system, we now are doing a good balance. Because you can look at the aptitude in many of these children's track when they're going to school, and you can see those that are on a track to go to a four-year college as opposed to those who need to go into a skill set. And we're exposing them to all of them. So I think we're at a good place that you're going to see a difference in even what the ACAP scores are in the state of Alabama. See, one that I'm particularly proud of is the Literacy Act. You know, we wanted to make sure all third graders were able to read, because whether you're going to a four-year college or you're taking a workforce development track, you need to know how to read the Literacy and the Numeracy Act. And I was at the table. I was one of the sponsors of that bill. And I was so excited because at first we were predicting a very high percentage of third graders that would be left behind. Well, here in Mobile, we had a large percentage, and we only ended up with 9%. So that shows us intense growth that this is working.
Well, I know it's a little late in the game to ask this question, but I am curious. You mentioned being on your third term in the Alabama legislature, and you've accrued seniority, and you kind of know your way around the state house. What led to the decision for you to be willing to give that up and run for mayor of Mobile?
I'll tell you, it's very, very simple for me. I even had one of my college students who's volunteering in the campaign who said, "Aren't you going backwards? Because usually people leave the city and they go to the state." And I told him that I was stepping down so our folks could step up, because there are far too many that are in Mobile communities and problems from blight, to those who don't know about all of these workforce development training or economic opportunities. So those are some of the reasons. Mobile is my home, and I work really, really hard in Montgomery to make sure those resources are sent home. But I'll be very honest with you. Every time I would come home, it seems like those forgotten neighborhoods, even the history, I want Mobile to have a lifestyle change where we can make our history work for us. When you look at Mobile, only around Mardi Gras or when folks from New Orleans come, we start saying we're the birthplace. But we ought to be able to know our history as soon as you step off the plane into Mobile. If you go to a city like Savannah, you know that. And we need to build neighborhoods that are not only walkable, but are the hubs of those neighborhoods need to be the parks. They need to be safe. They need to be parks that have all kind of amenities that they become the hub, and there needs to be restaurants. So I want to build a neighborhood where those young people who are here, as well as those who have moved away, will say, when they say, "Where are the opportunities?" they'll know that the opportunities are here in Mobile and nowhere else. That's why I'm running. I'm running to try to make a change in this city for those who are going to come behind me.
Joined by State Representative Barbara Drummond here. She's a candidate for mayor of Mobile. We'll wrap it up on this. And you mentioned sidewalks and making Mobile more walkable. And you know, Mobile's an older city, one of the oldest in the country. The infrastructure has always been sort of a problem. I mean, you know, and it's a big city. It's spread out. Where are we at infrastructure? And I'm not talking about building, you know, the I-10 bridge or anything like that necessarily, but just streets and improvement and upgrade and getting that a little easier of a commute or a little bit easier of a drive in this city, making it from point A to point B. What's your vision there?
Well, see, once I'm elected, one of the first things that I want to look at, because I'm sure you've driven down Government Street, which is one of our most, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful scenic drives in Mobile, with all of the oak trees and the trees that are serving like umbrellas. There's far too much flooding in Mobile. So we've got to look at our stormwater system to try to rehab it. I think that we're on a good track, because I also served as chair of MAWS, Mobile Area Water and Sewer Board. And I know now when the city of Mobile embark upon big infrastructure projects to rehab some of those areas, particularly in downtown, when you see the older parts of our cities is where we're having this problem, but they're also the most scenic and the most historic and the most beautiful. They're old. So we've got to take dollars and put them where they're needed, and we also keep dollars in those areas that are much more healthy here to make sure that we can keep them maintained. But I think we've got to put more dollars into those areas that is needed in stormwater management. I mean, there's far too much flooding. As soon as we have a heavy rainstorm, you know, we see flooding everywhere. We've got to address that problem.
Representative, folks that are out going to vote later today, they want to find out more about your campaign. Where should they look?
Go to drummondformayor.com. Everything about Barbara Drummond is there. And if you want even more, I always tell people, go to Google. My life is an open book. I'm a native of Mobile. And I am one of these individuals that truly believe that Mobile is in my soul and in my DNA. And I have been serving Mobile since I was a reporter at the Press Register, when I was public affairs director at Mobile County, and when I was an executive director of administrative services at the city of Mobile. A lot of folks think that I've been in public office a long time. I have worked with politicians for a long time.
Representative, sorry, I got to cut you off there where the music's playing, but thanks for making time and best of luck to you today.
All right, thank you, and thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. State Representative Barbara Drummond there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.